Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm China. Today is the 31st day of August. Welcome. So great to be here with you today as we close out the month of August together. I hope and pray that it has been a good month for you. And even if it hasn't, you know, obviously that would be amazing if everyone had every great day in August. I know I definitely had some hard days, some days that I even was like, man, today was just not a good day. I'm ready for bed, I'm ready for a new day. And I also know that that does not take away from what I have sensed from the Lord in the month of August, and just excited about what is to come, and also just focusing on the next day that's ahead of me and the day that I'm in. Taking it day by day, because I know how quick the days and the years go by, especially as a new mom. I don't know if I can still say I'm a new mom, but I remember when I was a brand new mom, someone had told me the days are long, but the years are short. And I think that is so true within anything. So here we are, the last day of August. We are in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 16 through 17, continuing on with the English Standard Version. Again, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, make known to Jerusalem her abominations, and say, thus says the Lord God to Jerusalem, your origin and your birth are of the land of the Canaanites. Your father was an Amorite, and your mother a Hittite. And as for your birth, on the day you were born, your cord was not cut. Nor were you washed with water to cleanse you, nor rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling cloths. No, I pitied you to do any of these things to you out of compassion for you, but you were cast out on the open field, for you were abhorred, on the day that you were born. And when I passed by you and saw you wallowing in your blood, I said to you, in your blood, live. And I said to you, in your blood, live. I made you flourish like a plant of the field, and you grew up and became tall and arrived at full adornment. Your breasts were formed and your hair had grown, yet you were naked and bare. When I passed by you and saw you, behold, you were at the age for love, and I spread the corner of my garment over you and covered your nakedness. I made a vow to you and entered into a covenant with you, declares the Lord God, and you became mine. Then I bathed you with water and washed off your blood from you and anointed you with oil. I clothed you also with embroidered cloth and shod you with fine leather. I wrapped you in fine linen and covered you with silk. And I adorned you with ornaments and put bracelets on your wrists and a chain on your neck. And I put a ring in your nose and earrings in your ears and a beautiful crown on your head. Thus you were adorned with gold and silver, and your clothing was of fine linen and silk and embroidered cloth. You ate fine flour and honey and oil. You grew exceedingly beautiful and advanced to royalty. And your renown went forth among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect the splendor that I had bestowed on you, declares the Lord God. But you trusted in your beauty and played the whore because of your renown and lavished your whorings on any passerby. Your beauty became his. You took some of your garments and made yourself colorful shrines, and on them played the whore. The like has never been, nor shall ever be. You also took your beautiful jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given you, and made for yourselves images of men, and with them played the whore. And you took your embroidered garments to cover them, and set my oil and my incense before them. Also my bread and I that I gave you, I fed you with fine flour and oil and honey. You set before them for a pleasing aroma, and so it was, declares the Lord God. And you took your sons and your daughters, whom you had borne to me, and these you sacrificed to them to be devoured. Were your whoring so small a matter that you slaughtered my children and delivered them up as an offering by fire to them? And in all your abominations and your whorings, you did not remember the days of your youth, when you were naked and bare, wallowing in your blood. And after all your wickedness, woe, woe to you, declares the Lord God. You built yourself a vaulted chamber and made yourself a lofty place in every square. At the head of every street, you built your lofty place and made your beauty an abomination, offering yourself to any passerby and multiplying your whoring. You also played the whore with the Egyptians. your lustful neighbors, multiplying your whoring to provoke me to anger. Behold, therefore, I stretched out my hand against you and diminished your allotted portion and delivered you to the greed of your enemies, the daughters of the Philistines who were ashamed of your lewd behavior. You played the whore also with the Assyrians because you were not satisfied. Yes, you played the whore with them, and still you were not satisfied. You multiplied your whoring also with the trading land of Chaldea. Even with this, you were not satisfied. How sick is your heart, declares the Lord God, because you did all these things, the deeds of a brazen prostitute, building your vaulted chamber at the head of every street and making your lofty place in every square. Yet you were not like a prostitute because you scorned payment, adulterous wife who receives strangers instead of her husband. Men give gifts to all prostitutes, but you give your gifts to all your lovers, bribing them to come to you from every side with your whorings. So you were different from other women in your whorings. No one solicited you to play the whore. You gave payment, while no payment was given to you. Therefore, you were different. Therefore, O prostitute, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because your lust was poured out, and your nakedness uncovered in your whorings with your lovers, and with all your abominable idols, and because of the blood of your children that you gave to them. Therefore, behold, I will gather all your lovers with whom you took pleasure, all those you loved and all those you hated. I will gather them against you from every side, and will uncover your nakedness to them, that they may see all your nakedness. And I will judge you as women who commit adultery and shed blood are judged, and bribe upon you the blood of wrath and jealousy. And I will give you into their hands, and they shall throw down your vaulted chamber and break down your lofty places. They shall strip you of your clothes and take your beautiful jewels and leave you naked and bare. They shall bring up a crowd against you, and they shall stone you and cut you to pieces with their swords. And they shall burn your houses and execute judgments upon you in the sight of many women. I will make you stop playing the whore, and you shall also give payment no more. So I will satisfy my wrath on you, and my jealousy shall depart from you. I will be calm and will no more be angry, because you have not remembered the days of your youth, but have enraged me with all these things. Therefore, behold, I have returned your deeds upon your head, declares the Lord God. Have you not committed lewdness in addition to all your abominations? Behold, everyone who uses proverbs will use this proverb about you. Like mother, like daughter. You are the daughter of your mother, who loathed her husband and her children. And you are the sisters of your sisters, who loathed their husbands and their children. Your mother was a Hittite and your father an Amorite. And your elder sister is Samaria, who lived with her daughters to the north of you. And your younger sister, who lived in the south of you, is Sodom with her daughters. Not only did you walk in their ways and do according to their abominations, within a very little time you were more corrupt than they in all your ways. As I live, declares the Lord God, your sister Sodom and her daughters have not done as you and your daughters have done. Behold, this was the guilt of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters had pride, excess of food, and prosperous ease, but did not aid the poor and needy. They were haughty and did an abomination before me, so I removed them when I saw it. Samaria has not committed half your sins. You have committed more abominations than they, and they have made your sisters appear righteous by all the abominations that you have committed. Bear your disgrace, you also, for you have intervened on behalf of your sisters. Because of your sins in which you acted more abominably than they are more in the right than you. So be ashamed, you also, and bear your disgrace, for you have made your sister appear righteous. I will restore their fortunes, both the fortunes of Sodom and their daughters, and the fortunes of Samaria and her daughters. And I will restore your own fortunes in their midst, that you may bear your disgrace and be ashamed of all that you have done, becoming a consolation to them. As for your sisters, Sodom and her daughters shall return to their former state, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their former state. and you and your daughters shall return to your former state. Was not your sister Sodom a byword in your mouth in the day of your pride, before your wickedness was uncovered? Now you have become an object of reproach for the daughters of Syria and all those around her, and for the daughters of the Philistines, those all around who despise you. You bear the penalty of your lewdness and your abominations, declares the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, I will deal with you as you have done, you who have despised the oath is in breaking the covenant. Yet I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish for you an everlasting covenant. Then you will remember your ways and be ashamed when you take your sisters, both your elder and your younger, and give them to you as daughters, but not on account of the covenant with you. I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall know that I am the Lord, that you may remember and be confounded. Never open your mouth again because of your shame, when I atone for you for all that you have done, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, propound a riddle and speak a parable to the house of Israel. Say, thus says the Lord God, a great eagle with great wings and long pinions, rich in plumage of many colors, came to Lebanon and took the top of the cedar. He broke off the topmost of its young twigs and carried it to a land of trade and set it in a trade of merchants. Then he took of the seed of the land and planted it in a fertile soil. He placed it beside abundant waters. He set it like a willow twig, and it sprouted and became a low-spreading vine, and its branches turned toward him, and its roots remained where it stood. So it became a vine and produced branches and put out boughs. And there was another great eagle with great wings and great plumage. And behold, this vine bent its root toward him and shot forth its branches toward him from the bed where it was planted, that he might water it. It had been planted on good soil by abundant waters, that it might produce branches and bear fruit and become a noble vine. Say, thus says the Lord God, will it thrive? Will he not pull up its roots and cut off its fruit, so that it withers, so that all its fresh sprouting leaves wither? It will not take a strong arm or many people to pull it from its roots. Behold, it is planted. Will it thrive? Will it not utterly wither when the east wind strikes it, wither away on the bed where it sprouted? Then the word of the Lord came to me. Say now to the rebellious house, do you not know what these things mean? Tell them, behold, the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem and took her king and her princes and brought them to him to Babylon. And he took one of the royal offspring and made a covenant with him, putting him under oath, the chief men of the land he had taken away, that the kingdom might be humble and not lift itself up, and keep his covenant that it might stand. But he rebelled against him by sending his ambassadors to Egypt, that they might give him horses and a large army. Will he thrive? Can one escape who does such things? Can he break the covenant and yet escape? As I live, declares the Lord God, surely in the place where the king dwells, who made him king, whose oath he despised, and whose covenant with him he broke, in Babylon he shall die. Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company will not help him in war. When mounds are cast up and sage walls built to cut off many lives, he despised the oath in breaking the covenant, and behold, he gave his hand and did all these things. He shall not escape. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, as I live, surely it is my oath that he despised, and my covenant that he broke. I will return it upon his head, and I will spread my net over him, and he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon and enter into judgment with him there, for the treachery he has committed against me. And all the pick of his troops shall fall by the sword, and the survivors shall be scattered to every wind, and you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and will set it out. I will break off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel I will plant it, that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar. And under it will dwell every kind of bird. In the shade of its branches, birds of every sort will nest. and all the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree, and make high the low tree. Dry up the green tree, and make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it. Man, isn't that the truth? That He is the Lord. He spoke it. He will bring it to pass. And we don't have to worry about it. There's so much that I feel like we could delve into and really explore that was revealed in today. Like, the majority of scripture is compared to Israel, the people of Israel being a whore. And that is pretty disturbing, you know, to read that comparison. I don't know if you have ever, hopefully not, been compared to a whore or have been called one. But I can't imagine that it feels good. Like, that's not a good feeling. It's not a compliment by any means. It's not a congratulations. It is a this. I mean, I don't think I have to explain that. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. And I think, you know, whenever we are feeling a big emotion, we try to find the biggest thing that we can relate to someone, like that we can use as a metaphor to tell someone, this is what I'm feeling. And so this is how the Lord is feeling betrayed, to the equivalence of unfaithfulness in a relationship, in a marriage. Because the Lord is telling us that when He saw the Israelites, when He found them, these were His people, this is who He chose. And He claimed them as His own. He covered them in their youth. He took care of them. He clothed them. And then made them beautiful and trusted in their beauty and chose not the Lord, chose everything but the Lord. And so we hear the Lord's heart in that. And it's like this heartbreaking narrative. And it's like, man, I can find myself in the story of choosing something else other than the Lord, choosing someone else other than the Lord. And I think if anything, the phrase that comes to mind is, bind my wandering heart to thee. And I think that's just a really good place to pray from today. So Lord, I pray that in whatever it is that our hearts may feel like it's wandering, in belief that You will come through for us, believing that You will do something for us again, or believing that You would even love us or care for us, so that You're even there, that You hear us when we cry, You hear us when we pray. God, I just pray that our hearts would bind to You, that we would cling to You and Your truth, and that we would know You as friend, as Lord, as King, as Father, as friend. And I just thank You that that is the truth. And so, Lord, I pray that You would come and comfort our hearts and come and be near and draw close to us. And Lord, may we be a people who choose You with our whole hearts, not half-heartedly or for a moment and then turn away, but may we be a people who seek You and find You, and we are locked eyes with You. And Lord, this is our heart's cry, and it is in Your name we pray. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is our website. It's a place of connection. Be sure to check that out. If you have prayer requests and things that we as a community can come alongside of you and pray for you, you can call in 800-583-2164. And those get sent in and played at the end of every day's podcast. And that is all for today. I'm Chyna. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, DABC. This is Kristen in Louisiana. And today's August 25th. And Jill, yesterday, August 24th, your prayer at the end of your commentary was so sweet and so powerful. So I just wanted to say thank you for sharing that with us. And I wanted to ask for prayer, for everybody to join me in praying for my mother-in-law, Debbie. Several weeks ago, she had a large tumor removed from her colon, and they were able to see that it was cancerous and it had spread to other areas of her abdomen, one of her ovaries, and with further testing, like to multiple, you know, lymph nodes, So she's been diagnosed with stage 4 adenocarcinoma, and yesterday morning started her immunotherapy. And worst case scenario, basically her doctor gave her just a few months. Best case scenario, if, you know, she responds to the immunotherapy and the chemo, 2.5 years. So either way, not good, not the news that anybody wants to receive for themselves or a loved one. So my prayer, selfishly, we are praying obviously for a miracle, for physical healing, that the Lord just removes this from her and gives her more years with us here. Ultimately, you know, I desire healing for her heart. We were able to spend some time with her. She lives about 10 hours away from us, and we were able to go up there a couple weekends ago with the kids and spend some time with her. And she told my husband that she believes in God, but she's just not sure where she stands with all that.
Hi, DABC family. This is Daughter of Honor Starkindler in Bangalore, and I have been putting off calling in, but I do have a major prayer request and a major praise. First of all, the major praise. We were able to visit my family in the U.S. a couple of weeks ago, which was great. And there was an episode where my husband and my brother-in-law should both have died. And we saw God's hand. And both of them came out of it, my husband with only minor scratches and my brother-in-law with a very, very large hematoma, but otherwise fine. And there's really no other explanation than God's hand in that. The major prayer request is that as we have returned, there are some difficulties we're encountering with my paperwork to be able to continue to be here in India. And so we could really use your prayers for, I guess for God's will, and that he would guide us, because we can see many ways that this could go, and we're not sure what God's going to do. So please pray for us, and as always, please continue to pray that we would be able to have children. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hello, hello. This is Walking in Truth from Florida, and I am calling in today to request prayer. I have a sister that is visiting August 31st to September 6th, and she has not really been to church more than like 3 times in her entire life. By the time she was born, my mom had stopped going to church a couple years earlier, and so she was never raised in the church. So would y'all just pray with me that when she comes, that she will be open to going to church? And my mom said that she wanted to come for a visit as well. And when she comes, she normally goes to church with us. And she has been running from the Lord for decades. And each time she goes to church, and it outwardly appears as if nothing is changing, but I know that God's word does not return void. So would you pray that both would be willing to go to church, and that this time the word of God, which is sharper than a two-edged sword and alive and active, would penetrate their very soul so that they can see that God is real, Jesus is real, his word is real and it's true, and that they need a savior, and that they would submit their lives and their hearts to Jesus Christ. I've been praying for them for a long time, and I'm praying that this would be the visit that they got to meet their Savior in a real and amazing way. Thank you.